This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and you're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London.
Good morning to Johnny, and good evening over at my end over here from Asia.
It has been a week since we last spoke, and we were surmising what would happen in the US election. And of course, we now know a big win for Donald Trump, and possibly Republicans are going to win the House, the Senate, in addition to the presidency. We have seen over the last few days several winners and some losers after that re-election of Trump. You know, we've seen cryptocurrencies sky high, Bitcoin hitting a record high over the last 24 hours. Can you give us your overview of what has happened over the last few days where you are?
Yeah, sure. I think precisely what we are looking at over here is there's a high odds of the clear Republican sweep in the balance of power in Congress, with now Trump solidifying his stand in the White House by gaining not even the electoral vote and even winning the popular vote as well. So what we could see is market participants are kind of in a FOMO mode right now, reviving that Trump trade narrative back into the forefront again. So just a quick recap, what is this Trump trade narrative? Is basically a strong dollar due to Trump's proposed policy of having a lower corporate tax cut that could widen the US budget deficits, and as well as a potential trade tariffs could also potentially lead to a rise in the US CPI, and that could actually cause the Fed to be less reluctant to engage in much more deeper interest rate cuts as we head into 2025. So this is something very interesting, that there's a lot of debate going on about how does this potential trade tariffs. So let's ask more focus on the kind of winners and losers right now. So winners in terms of the major stock indices is the US, being the forefront of an outperforming play against the rest of the world. So you look at the Dow Jones, the S&P, the Nasdaq 100, last week gaining in terms of a weekly gain of close of a range of 5% to 4%, that clearly actually outperformed against the rest of the world, where we start to see China and the Hang Seng indices underperforming by just merely about a gain about 1% or so. And Europe also traded sideways due to the risk of this potential trade tariffs that could be slapped on European products heading into US. Very interestingly, for sure, the dollar is the one that is gaining as a winner as well. And what's interesting over here is gold, because gold itself was actually part of the winning trades. Prior to the outcome of the US presidential election, gold almost hit that 2,800 level before shaping that potential pullback that should take shape 1 to 3 days before the outcome of the US presidential election. So what we could see, gold price after the outcome of the US presidential election, they actually slid much further. Right. So overall for gold, last week they actually declined of negative 1.9%. So that's almost 2% for gold price. So the reason why gold price, instead of following that previous rhetoric of a positive movement for the Trump trade narrative, it seems to me gold right now is being impacted by this persistent dollar strength. Because we know that gold and dollar, sometimes it actually tends to move in different opposite direction, which is right now is taking shape right now. But overall, for gold price, what's interesting over here is that if Trump were to actually follow through his proposed policy, that means i.e. we're talking about very steep corporate tax cuts, that could actually potentially widen the budget deficits, and that could actually increase the risk of more government shutdown going forward in the next couple of years. That could actually longer term be positive for gold as well, despite last week underperformance of gold due to this persistent dollar strength that is coming back into the global markets. All right, so then another loser over here for sure will be oil. So oil price, actually, if you look at it on Friday, they actually tumbled. And as well as two factors that's impacting oil price right now. Do not forget, Trump policy is to make America as one of the greatest exporters of oil again by ramming up this shale gas from US. So that could potentially increase the supply of oil globally. So that actually causes oil prices on Brent crude and the West Texas oil. So for West Texas oil to be kept at around the $73.15 per barrel that can't break last week. And over the weekend, we do see a couple of negative news flow or economic data out from China, where we see the CPI came down below expectation. The factory gate prices, the China PPI, actually declined much worse than expected. So for the month of October, the PPI declined to negative 2% year on year, way below expectation of negative 2.5%. So that ongoing deflationary risk spiral is still persistent in China. And what's interesting is on Friday, at the end of the China MPC Standing Committee meeting, policymakers actually announced things that what market has really been expected. So a kind of a 10 trillion yuan of debt swap measures that allow local governments to actually offset their hidden debt. But however, they did not mention any exact amount of fresh fiscal stimulus to actually counter Trump's proposed trade tariffs measures against China products. So what the finance minister did over here is he played the same old playbook, saying that there could be forceful measure coming into next year without giving any concrete details. And market participants are getting very tired of such rhetoric that saw the WTI crude oil price on Friday smacking down towards the downside. So as we are speaking right now, actually oil price continues to extend their losses. So the West Texas crude oil is down by negative 1.55% now, and Brent crude is down by negative 1.4%.
Kelvin, those trade tariffs that obviously the Chinese are worried about at the moment, we did have over the weekend some reports of a quote-unquote positive conversation already between President Xi and President-elect Trump. So perhaps things aren't going to be quite as bad as people might surmise. Of course, Trump is known as the deal maker, isn't he? And everything's very transactionary. So maybe his bark will be worse than his bite once actually he assumes office on January the 20th.
Yes, precisely. So, boss, right now, what we could see over here is that there's no clarity yet on how Trump wants to actually ignite his so-called proposed trade tariffs. So he could potentially use this as a threat to actually extract a better deal from China as well as the rest of the world, keeping in mind that his aim is to get much more MNCs to actually shift their services and production back to US, and that is to improve the livelihood of US citizens. So that was actually his campaign promises. And what's interesting over here is that during his victory speech on the day itself, he did mention about trade tariffs during his victory speech. So that gave also a bit of consolidation that perhaps he may not be so forceful in proposing outright, trade tariffs towards China and the rest of the world product, but rather extracting some form of deal from this country using trade tariffs as a stick and carrot approach.
Indeed. Very interesting. Let's look ahead to the next few days or so, Kelvin. I suppose the standout will be the US CPI numbers on Wednesday. And we're also going to be hearing from Jerome Powell as well. He was in the news last week when he said he wouldn't walk.
Yes.
If Donald Trump asked him to quit the Fed, he said he doesn't actually have to do anything like that and he will continue in post. But what are we expecting from him and CPI numbers on Wednesday?
Yeah, for sure. So regarding about the issue about the CPI data that is out on the 13th of November, so basically market is looking at this 3.3% year-on-year for core CPI, unchanged from the previous rate in the month of September, also at 3.3%. So if data came in slightly above expectation, because 3.3% is the highest rate so far that was seen in the last 3 months. So it came in at, say, around 3.5 to 3.6%. That could also potentially reduce the pricing of next year potential Fed funds rate cut, because based on the latest 30 days futures pricing as calculated by the CME FedWatch 2, market participants now are only looking at only two Fed funds cut of 25 basis points each, which a total of 50 basis points for 2025. So if the CPI data came in much higher than expected, so we're talking about 3.5% to 3.6%, that could potentially reduce the number of pricing in the expected Fed funds rates from 2 to 1 next year, potentially. And that could also potentially see a further push up in dollar strength. And as for Fed Chair Powell, so Powell will be speaking on Singapore time. So we're talking about on the 15th of November, Singapore time. So about US time, that will be on Thursday, 14th of November. So for sure, he will be quizzed about the state of the US economy, especially potentially how does this could be impacted by Trump policy, and market partners want to see how does it react to that, and especially also on the latest data print of the CPI that was released a day earlier before his speech.
Excellent. Very interesting, Kelvin. Thank you very much for your contribution today, and we will speak to you again same time next week.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.